Let me ask a question, because I know how this thing blew up after you guys got in contact with Mike Welbrock and BAL got behind it. You're not, you know, you don't form foundations. That's not what you guys do for a living. Did it blow up so fast that almost you had to step back and go, okay, how do we reel this thing in a little bit and not let it get too big to where it's almost hard to control?
I would have to say, from my standpoint, and I've worked with different organizations and whatnot, but those were, in most cases, organizations already formed. This right. is something we started at a ground level, and we had, again, no idea that it would go viral. And the support we're getting from others and wanting to help and telling us that, you know, as we progress and get things more organized, they're willing to step forward and also donate and be part of the process, and they're 100% behind us.
And so where does all the money go right now? Because I know that you guys just passed a milestone on the fundraising aspect of this.
It goes to the Johns Hopkins Kimmel Cancer Center, and specifically to support pancreatic cancer research.
And, you know, we talk about this in the promo. Look, I mean, any funding that goes to any cancer is good, obviously, but not all cancers are created equal. Some cancers have, or, you know, on the national stage, get a lot more dollars allocated to them. Pancreatic cancer does not, and all this money is going strictly to pancreatic cancer research?
That's exactly right. Pancreatic cancer is the 10th most prevalent cancer, but it's the 4th deadliest.
Right.
And the big challenge, and you, if you go to WBAL's website and look at the report that they did on the Cancer Center, the big challenge is really the early indicators.
Right.
Because typically when people find out, it's you're at stage 4, and you can't get away from that.
Do you guys have any events coming up that are tied into Team Reason? Or
at this time, we do have several events in the works. Right now we are allowing the family their time. We will be in touch with June. We do have events planned down the road. One of the things I can touch on is a golf tournament is being established. It will be the first annual Ron Smith Memorial Golf Tournament. Details will be out after the first of the year on the Team Reason Facebook page if anybody's interested. It'll also be posted on WBAL website if there's any questions, and further information will follow. There's other stuff that's in the works, but at this time, we're just allowing time to go by before we start setting up other things.
And just to add to that, not that it's our event, but tomorrow morning, there are a few of us that are going to be assembling at about 6 a.m. at Valley View Farms. So if there's anyone out there listening to this that would like to come out and you know, be part of that process, and we hope that if you would like to make any donations at that time, I know they're doing this for the Children's Fund also, and we don't really want to impede on that, but we've had so many people pouring out, and those who have never been to a cigar shop actually coming in and making donations. So we would love to meet and greet anyone, and we're also looking for those who may want to get involved with this in the future to help us out. So tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Valley View Farms.
Yeah, think of it as a Team Reason ad hoc flash mob. Let's get out there with our transistor radios and let's do it up.
We're not bashful. We'll be right there waiting for you.
That's right. Like Keith said earlier, we'd like to extend our thanks and gratitude to the many people that have come out. As you know, bumper stickers and magnetic stickers are throughout the city and through the county. The big thing is people are coming into an area that they've never been to, a cigar shop, and they are showing their concern, their admiration for Ron, and we would just want to say thank you for your support, because like Jim said earlier, we have reached a milestone with Team Reason as far as members and money that has been donated so far to the Pancreatic Research Center, and we'd like to keep it up. That's why there are other fundraisers in the works, and just please pay attention to the websites.
Real quick, guys, we got about a minute here before I got to take a break, but what's it like when you're driving down the street and you see a car, not a car that you know, but just a random car, and you see one of the bumper stickers on the back?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It just shows how much support Ron has gotten over the years, whether it be good support or bad support. It's just nice to see that everybody's come together on Ron's behalf.
And this is just not in Baltimore. I've been in Philly, and I've been in Washington and Northern Virginia, and I don't know where they're getting them from, but keep it up. We appreciate it.
Well, there's a lot of them flowing out the doors of the Humidor and other businesses.